Every art is a science, begun as a philosophy. Every art is a science, begun as a philosophy. One of the arts that we are working with is the one that says, all is in divine order now. One that says, everything I do is perfect right now. I speak my word and I bring forth in my life all that is divine, all that is good, all that is beautiful. I bring forth in my life all that is the absolute that I'm interested in. Every art is a science, begun as a philosophy. First, we think about things. We ruminate over ideas and we consider them and we think to ourselves, what is it that really works for us? What is it that really is important for us? What is it that we want to use in our life? We'd like to use the idea that all is in divine order. Now, that's a terrific statement. That's a terrific art. But it's a terrific science, too. The science of it is that when we speak it, when we live it, when we know it, then we are it. And until that time, we are not it. We are not living ourselves the way we can and the way we should do. And why is it that we don't do that? Why is it that we do not say to ourselves, I like me? Why is it we don't say to ourselves, all is in divine in this world? Why do we not say to ourselves, I am good and very good? Why do we not say the truth about ourselves? Why is it that we sort of hedge that idea a little bit? Are we afraid that it might really be true? Are we afraid that every thought we think, and it truly is, every thought we think is something that we bring about in our life and our affairs? Every thought we think is something we bring about in our experience? Every thought? Yes, indeed, every thought. And I like to see it. Every cell of my body is ideal. Now, that's a good thought. When I was in the Navy, serving in the South Pacific on board an aircraft carrier, I was working in the navigation department, and everybody couldn't be on duty at the same time. So during trial times, during times when we were being bombed and when we were being followed by enemy aircraft and so forth, I was able to be free to meditate, free to think my thoughts. And as I did this, I always thought intelligently. If a ship were, if an aircraft were to bomb our aircraft carrier and it would go down and I'd have to get off, I certainly wouldn't want to be in my off time below decks where I did not have access to getting off the ship. So I would park myself right next to one of the big guns on the side of the aircraft carrier. And it was not shooting all the time, but when it was shooting, then it was noisy. But then when it was not shooting, it was not noisy. And so I would sit there. I would bring my cot up from below the deck, and I'd put it up there in the sunshine on the sunny side of the ship. And I was sitting in the sun reading my books on philosophy. I was putting my thoughts into motion, and I was creating this art within me, which is truly a science, which has truly begun as a philosophy. I was creating this in me by thinking my thoughts about what is good and beautiful. And the other men around me who were on duty and sitting up there at their gun ports, they'd say, what are you reading there? And so I would read to them from my books on philosophy what I read. And what I read to them was how thought is a controlling power in our world, how our thoughts bring about exactly what we want. And as I explained it to them, reading it from the book, I was teaching myself very thoroughly how philosophy does function as a science and as an art, and how it does bring about whatever it is that we think about. So, I told these fellows, I said, well, I'm reading this stuff, and this is what it says. That way I didn't have to say it, know it all, that I'm the one who's, it's my ideas. But I was glad that I was doing that, because I was making them my ideas by reading them. I was making them my thoughts by putting them into motion in my mind, sort of like a teacher, but I wasn't a teacher. I was just sharing with them what I was learning. And they were happy to learn, because they weren't always shooting their guns. The air was not always full of the enemy aircraft. And so we had many hours while we were on duty, because they were in the neighborhood while we were on duty, to talk and share. And you would think, my goodness, they're so far away from my cot up there in their gun turret. And yet they heard everything back and forth. We heard everything each was saying as clear as could be, because it was so silent. It was so silent because we were listening for any enemy aircraft. We were listening for anything that might be necessary for us to have our attention on it. But what we did, we were also very attentive to the philosophy that we were reading. And the philosophy was saying to us that every cell of my body is ideal, that my body was created as an ideal idea. My body was created absolutely perfect. My body always is absolutely perfect, always is ideal. And it's just up to me to put that cause in motion that my body is ideal and absolute at all times. And as I did this, they were listening intently. I see. Oh, okay. So this great philosopher said that, and that great philosopher said that, and these great writers said that. Must be something to it. Must be pretty important. And each of the men was listening, just as I was listening so intently to what I was learning and reading about. And the more I paid attention to it, the more I took it into myself, the more I made it my life story, the more I made it who I am and what I am. And that one of the days, that I did it on several occasions when I was off duty, and I had to be wherever I wanted. And I was free to roam. I was free to not be frightened, not be alert to something that was dangerous, but just be aware of what my philosophy is. And I surrounded myself and the ship and everything with my pure white light of love. Nobody needed to bomb us. Nobody needed to think that we were their enemy or they were our enemy. We surrounded each other with our pure white light of love. And with our pure white light of love, all was in divine order, and all of the anger and all of the upsetness and all of the warlikeness sort of faded away and was no longer there. This is how it can happen for you and for me. And when I know who my teacher is, I know this is an art, and I'm learning this art. I'm developing the talent as this great artist, as this great philosopher. Because it is a science. It is a science that always comes true. It is a science that always reveals itself. Every art is a science begun as a philosophy. And so that day on that ship, on that aircraft carrier, those men and I were learning more and more about philosophy. We're learning more and more about things that were important. And as we were learning these things, we were putting them into motion for ourselves, because we were taking for ourselves those things that we believed in and we knew were true. This is what all of us can do. Know that every art is a science begun as a philosophy, and we put it in motion right now, knowing that every cell of my body is ideal. And all is in divine order now and forevermore. It's just the way it is. Wonderful, fantastic, glorious. It's just the way it is. And it's just the way I love it to be. Join me in this knowing this is true for you, and know that truly I do. I love you. I love you. I love you. Every moment of my life, because you are divine. You are wonderful. You are marvelous. Every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body is ideal. Just like every cell of your body is ideal right now. Have a wonderful, 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 wonderful day. And that's the way they always should be. I love you. I love you. I love you.